The first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. God has revealed these things to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also, no one comprehends what is truly God's, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Those who are spiritual discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one else's scrutiny. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Our gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 31 to 37. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. They were astounded at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down before them, he came out of him without having done him any harm. They were all amazed, and kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and out they come." And a report about him began to reach every place in the region. If we can begin with Paul's letter to the Corinthians, we can see that Paul's understanding of the spiritual person is extraordinary, even outrageous. And this is because it's based, in part at least, on his own extraordinary conversion experience, as well as that of the communities among whom he preached, and among whom he saw extraordinary transformations. Paul claims that we have received the Spirit which is from God. Earlier in our passage for today, Paul says that the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. To have a share in this Spirit is indeed an extraordinary thing for us poor mortals. The Spirit so fills us that we speak the truths of the faith, not in human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit. Our reading from Paul ends with another claim that is almost as outrageous, when Paul says that we have the mind of Christ. What is even more extraordinary is that this complete permeation of our being by the Spirit, we might even say this complete incarnation of the Spirit in our being, does not obliterate our humanity and turn us into robots or automatons of the divinity. This is not like taking out a human chip from our human hardware and replacing it with a divine chip with infinite gigabytes available. Far from it. According to Paul's theology, the presence of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, makes us fully human. It enables us to become more ourselves, what we are meant to be, and what we really desire to be, and that is to be in the image and likeness of God. Everyone wants to be perfect. Paul introduces us to the divine person who enables us to be perfect, the Holy Spirit. Let us turn now to the Gospel reading. In Luke's account, Jesus heals a man possessed by a demon. These stories are nearly always dramatic, and they emphasize the complete transformation that takes place in the possessed person. From being one who is enslaved to a violent, destructive power, the possessed person is completely liberated to become a human being, and is then invited to become a servant, yes, even a slave of Christ. A mark of the contrast, however, between being a slave of the demon and a slave of Jesus is that whereas the demon is portrayed as violent and destructive, Jesus never does violence to demons. He just orders them to clear out and leave the person free. And so, almost paradoxically, being a slave of Jesus is to be really free. Just as Jesus, the person whom we believe was the freest person of all, was the slave of his Father, completely obedient to God. These gospel stories of healing provide a dramatic setting for reflection on the transformation that the Spirit seeks to work in us. To be remade in the image and likeness of God is akin to being made fully human again, or to be made so for the first time, like the man possessed. If we do not see the need for ourselves to be so transformed by the Spirit, Paul warns us that we will end up like the unspiritual person, unable to understand what becoming a Christian really means, and eventually perhaps rejecting it as all folly, foolishness. For Paul, this is to slip back into our old slavery, locked up in our own darkness. And so, in the light of our readings today, we pray for the grace to welcome the transforming power of the Spirit in our lives, a power and a presence that may come in surprising ways and perhaps at unforeseen times, in the depths of our personal experience, perhaps in encounters with strangers or friends, in our life in our church, in good times and in bad.